Hey, this is Andy from Birthday Cake for Breakfast. I'm here with Mark and Kevin from Fat Goff. How's it going, guys?
Good. Yeah, we're doing good, man.
Absolutely fantastic.
Oh, cool.
Tons of fun.
I want to touch on straight away your fantastic band name, because it's like when I heard about you guys, it's just that's what propelled me straight away, because it's just absolutely superb. What's the story behind that?
Well, I'm the new guy in the group, but there was a previous band that involved all the original members of Fat Goff, which was called Perineum. And back in the day, I remember I was friends with everyone, and Fritz told me that the band Perineum, he was going to change the name because he thought Perineum was too stupid.
Yeah.
And his alternative band name was Fat Goff. So yeah, it was Fritz came up with it, and it's not, it's meant to be a kind of slightly fun, jovial thing, you know. If you're gonna have a band name, why not make it?
Yeah, there's certainly not like loads of thought went into it. What it definitely isn't is like slagging off Fat Goths or whatever.
Yeah,
which is, you know,
it's illegal
coming to Manchester, the whole hate crime thing. We're kind of like, fuck, we're gonna end up in prison, so, you know. But it's just a stupid band name, you know. Like, I think there may be some people who see it and think, oh, that's stupid, and they maybe dismiss us straight off the bat.
Yeah.
But I'd like to think a lot of people will kind of hear it and think, oh, what a stupid thing to call a band. I want to go check them out, you know?
The music itself's not stupid, but it definitely has an element of humour. You know, like, it's not po-faced in any way. It's, we do take ourselves seriously, but, yeah, there is that. So, the name kind of reflects it as well. if we had some kind of super serious name, it wouldn't really fit with the whole thing.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
You say you're like just joined the band. So
I've actually been in the band now for since the end of 2011.
Yeah.
Okay. So
year
the band.
And a half.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The band's been going for since 2009.
Seven.
Wow. Yeah.
Like our one of our best friends, Alan Mitchell, used to be in, that was like the original lineup that was Perineum, then became Fat Goth. He moved to Australia. And then he moved, that was when Kevin joined. So we kind of like, we were all involved in kind of various other bands, so we never really took it too seriously. It was just kind of recorded whenever we had a bit of free time. And then it was only really when Kev joined that we kind of started playing more gigs and tried to tour and stuff. So
everyone was single and had lots of free time on their hands.
And weren't moving to Australia.
Yes.
So I was like, yeah, why not spend all of our free time playing in a band all of the time.
Yeah.
So So for a year and a half, it was all very quick, doing an album, and then, you know, it seems ages ago that it was done, but it's not really, because it's been out for like 2 months.
Yeah.
But yeah, everything kind of worked, because I'd not played with Mark before, but I'd played with Fritz before, and the whole three-piece band thing sort of all gelled together.
Yeah.
Like, you know, yeah, it works. It sounds awesome. In my opinion.
You mentioned the new album,
yes.
Stud,
yes.
Fantastically titled again. And this is why you're currently doing your tour of, first tour of England, is that correct?
Yeah, our first tour full stop, pretty much.
We've
done like very short tours in Scotland. Like, we did a 4-date tour with a Japanese band called Taco Bones, who are amazing, by the way. But yeah, we've not even been out of Scotland. This is like last night in Leeds was our first gig out of Scotland. It's been good fun so far. So
we've toured about England in previous bands before. So we have it's not completely green, you know, we've done a lot of the stuff. But with Fat Goth, I think it was originally envisioned as less of a touring band, but it has evolved into being a bit more active and playing gigs. So with the album out, gonna play around a bit more, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
To people who are interested, hopefully.
Yeah.
Cool. So obviously, first night of the tour last night. How'd that go?
It was great, actually. Yeah, it was a place called the Fox and Newt.
Absolutely.
Leeds.
Yeah. We played with some fantastic bands.
Yeah. What were they called? It was Slugs.
Slugs were really good. Yeah. They were a kind of Dinosaur Junior's Pavement-esque band in Leeds. Mm. And
super luxury
yes, and they were great. They reminded
kind of
me of like Shorty, Jesus Lizard, Oxbow kind of thing, kind of similar to us, but they were a bit more skronky, noisy. So that's a good thing with playing. Oh, sorry. good thing with playing, you get to meet cool people, like the promoter Phil.
Yeah, the guy Phil that put on the gig last night. He put us up and stuff, and just like, you know, loads of hospitality. Yeah, super, and like, yeah, super made us awesome breakfast guy. And yeah, it's just amazing. That's the best thing about touring is, you know, meeting nice people and people treating you nicely and stuff, and it's great. It was a nice first gig out of Scotland, you know, when people are treating you that well and the gig goes well and there's a decent amount of people that turn up and stuff. So yeah, no, it was really good fun. Yeah.
So you've come to Manchester. Yeah. Have you done any of the touristy stuff?
Yeah, massively. Yeah, so.
Absolutely.
Well, it's like I have a lot of the cities that we're playing. I think Manchester in particular has a lot of stuff quite relative to one's interests, which is music. So immediately, the whole Smiths. Salford's Lads Club.
Yeah.
That's why I want to go there immediately, you know. If you want to go to Old Trafford to see.
Old Trafford, yeah, in there.
and then the remnants of the Hacienda. You know, just lots of stuff that we're into.
Dotting about all afternoon, getting photos in various places.
Yeah, it was great.
It's been good fun.
Cool. Yeah. What have you got like for the rest of the tour? Where are you going, and have you got more touristy things that you want to? Is the band just like a side thing to just you guys getting to visit
stuff? Yeah,
totally. It's not like we never venture out of the
the
bosom of Scotland.
As a band, I mean.
Yeah. It's because we also work. It kind of becomes a bit of a holiday as well. So you know, we don't tour very. It's the first time we've ever done it, so it's always nice to, if you're in a place, to go have a look around rather than you just go to a venue and then that's you might as well seize the day and go and have a look around.
Yeah.
But when it comes to other places we're going to look at,
we've got Cardiff tomorrow, Brighton on Wednesday, then
Brighton's an awesome
place.
Brighton
will be good. London on Thursday, Nottingham on Friday, and then all the way back up to Dundee for like the last show of the tour on Saturday. So yeah,
Brighton in particular would be, I have friends down there going to hang around, and you know, it's just a really cool place to be about in particular. So
the tour's worked out quite well in terms of there's only one night where we're not staying with someone that we know. Like tonight I'm staying with my cousin, last night Phil put us up. I think Cardiff tomorrow is the only place where we're having to stay in a travel lodge, so it's like we're getting to kind of meet people every night and stuff, and it's just a much better way to do it, so it's kind of worked out quite well in that side of things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tour obviously in support of the album, as we've said. How is the album? It's just come out in January. The reception to it's been pretty cool. You've been getting full page spreads in magazines and such. How have you found the reception to the album?
Amazing. Like I think when we were thinking about what we were going to do with the album, how we were going to release it and stuff, I kind of convinced these guys that it was worth doing some sort of, you know, press campaign, PR campaign. And I'd heard loads of good things about this London-based PR company called A Badge of Friendship, run by a girl called Claire Lim and her boyfriend Paul McCallum, I think is his second name. So we got in touch with them, and they've just been amazing. I mean, they've done so much for us. Like all the stuff that's happened, all the Kerrang stuff and everything has all been through them, and it's been really, really cool.
It's always been the bands I previously played in before. It's been quite low key DIY punk ethic sort of thing, but to see, like, I didn't expect any kind of Kerrang exposure thing to actually happen. So to have been given that introducing page, and then that was amazing. And then the Pandora thing was like, fucking whoa, what? I read Kerrang when I was a kid, like in the 90s. It's just strange. One managed to get in there.
It's just awesome. It's just awesome. You know what I mean? Like, if we weren't getting that, we'd still be doing what we're doing at the moment, you know, we would still be playing shows and stuff, but it's very, very cool to be getting that kind of exposure, you know, so, yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, I'm definitely enjoying it.
What was the process behind the album itself? You know, like, how did you go into it, and how long did it take and such?
I think with it is when I joined the band, we had kind of 2 months of me learning the old stuff. This is, it's very complicated stuff. Lots of riffs, you know, and it changes all the time. And in January, we kind of like, it was actually really fast, like super fast.
My boss sounds
fine. I think a jet just went past. Sorry about that. Go on, sorry.
Yeah, it was, I think we worked like really hard writing. And then the start of the first like 5 months of 2012. Yeah. Yeah, like really practicing and writing and writing and writing like all of the time, because I think we booked the studio before we'd finished writing it.
Yeah.
And so it was really fast. And yeah, just like
the recording of it was quick as well. It was like 6 days.
Yeah. Well, five. We booked six, but yeah,
last time we only used five. Yeah, and it was pretty much mostly live takes, not many overdubs and stuff.
No, like really raw, just like yeah, the band. It's pretty much just the band playing and in the room, yeah. And that's it. And then there's no overdubs, and it's almost some of the songs are the first take as well. Yeah. It's just like
I think we're quite kind of precious about sounding live how it sounds on record, you know what I mean, and not doing too much in the studio that when you come to play live it sounds a bit minimalist or whatever, so kind of approaching it that way it's quite easy to replicate it live.
Yeah. The music's is quite punk, I think. It's kind of a punk jazz sort of thing, much like the Jesus Lizard, so it sounds best if it retains a bit of an edge. It's very live, you know, yeah, so that's you don't want to overdo everything. Yeah, so yeah, there you go.
Yeah. It's because the next album will be totally produced and like
come lying on the phone. It's gonna be great.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Moving on to that, have you got plans? I mean, obviously it's only just come out, Stud, but have you got plans moving on?
Well, we're pretty much halfway through writing the next album, so
The actual music is quite it's becoming fully formed.
Yeah.
Because the vocals are done last, kind of. Mm. Well, it all gets kind of sculpted as it goes along, but yeah, we have quite a chunk of a new album on the go.
I think ideally, depending on how kind of quick the whole songwriting process goes over the next few months, the idea is to have the next album coming out at the start of next year.
Yeah.
And just have the same schedule all over again. You know?
It was because the writing of Stud and the rehearsing was so fast. Mm-hmm. It was like 5 months of like, you know, just so we kind of thought we might strike while the iron is hot.
Yeah.
And there's maybe a bit of a thing where we've all been in bands that have ended kind of prematurely, and Fat Goth being one of them within its original incarnation, because it was on hold for about a year.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure like no one has to depart, or you know.
Yeah. We don't really want to, like, we've been really lucky with all the press and stuff that we've got, so we don't really want to waste that by taking like, you know, 2-3 years to put on something else. So it's, and like I don't know, like you know, these guys, obviously I'm just the drummer, so like I'm heavily reliant on them to actually come up with the stuff, but I think they're really prolific, I think is the word, in terms of they come up with just new ideas all the time, so I'm totally confident of having something out, not just in time for the start of next year, but it being a step up from the songs that are on Stud. So yeah, I think it's looking pretty promising.
Yeah.
In terms of the next album.
Absolutely. So, it's coming together really quickly.
Yeah.
So there'll be another one quite soon, probably. Yeah. One hopes.
Yeah.
And just finally, to people who aren't aware of you guys, to newcomers and such, how would you? Because I've seen so many descriptions of what your style's like and who they say you sound like. How would you guys describe your style and your sound?
Yeah. I definitely think we are, we're primarily a kind of punk jazz band, I think, because bands like the Jesus Lizard and No Means No, they have an element of jazz about them, but they're very ferociously punk, but yeah, they like to play. It's not really progressive rock. It's more, it's kind of jazz, you know. But that's our sort of core. But we always have this this kind of rule that on when making stuff, there is no rules. Mm. So I have like stuff like Pinball Moron on the album that's a bit different, a bit more kind of country skiffle almost. Mm. And yeah, we're going to continue doing that. You know, like, but it's,
there's another ballad on.
I think that ballad's really very jazz.
Uh-huh.
It's really got this kind of, jazz, Mary Ford, Les Paul kind of vibe. Some of the stuff, you know, but very punk, not and a bit of metal, you know, jazz punk.
Quite metal. A bit of metal at times.
Prog jazz punk metal. Dubstep.
Is that what the third album's going to be? Just a dubstep saga?
Just dubstep, yeah, fuck it. Yeah, let's just go full on commercial.
Absolutely.
Cash in.
Excellent. Fat Goff, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you guys.